From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Troy, I'm sorry you had to wander and see all this business here. This weird sort of, it's like clickbait, isn't it? But food bait, it's proper bait. Troy, anyway, so back to what we're talking about. Troy, welcome to the show. You got some good music for us, hard out?
I do. There's quite a few things this week, but I decided to bring these ones down. This one here, the first one we're going to look at.
Can I just say before we crack into it, Troy, thank you so much from the Southbound Records for the Jane's Addiction DVD and CD.
You're most welcome, again.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's a gentleman from Italy whose name is Carlab. Now, he has a brand new album out entitled Black Noise 2084 on the rather excellent On The Corner label. Now, have you heard of this man, Carlab, before?
Is it just Caleb? Is that it? His name? Is Caleb spelled K-H-A-L-A-B?
Yes.
Oh, no, no.
No, you haven't? Okay. No. Well, to tell the truth, the only thing I'd really listened to of his was the Sons of Kemet remix that he had done a couple of years ago.
Now, the Sons of Kemet?
Yes.
I am familiar with. You have introduced me thoroughly and delightfully to the Sons of Kemet.
And you'll be pleased to know that Shabaka Hutchings features on one of these tunes, as does Moses Boyd. But the weird, As does Moses Boyd. The thing that I really like about this record is the samples on it. Now, the samples are made from live field recordings, which are being held by a museum in Belgium of African people over the years.
Okay, Belgium, you say?
Yep. Well, so what we have here is Carlab, who has done basically a kind of, well, I've said Afrofuturism before, and I've heard that's a controversial thing to say, but nonetheless, Black Noise 2084. This is the projected year, 2084, when finally race inequality is finished. Now, that's taken from Tanisha the wordsmith, who's on track two of this.
Cool, eh?
Yep.
2084, to be precise.
2084, it says. Black Noise 2084. Do you want to hear what he does?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's hear some. Right. This tune here is called Father and Grandpa's.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Ooh, I love it!
Now wait for the chorus to really kick in.
The chorus, did you say?
Kora.
A kora. What's the kora?
You know, it's a large, sort of like a lute instrument that's made from a calabash.
The old calabash lute instrument.
Yes.
Kora,
No? It's a stringed instrument from the west of Africa. Here we go. There it is.
That sounds so awesome! Really like that, eh? That's awesome.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. When was this released? This is new stuff, brand new?
Well, it came out about 2 weeks ago, but
so yeah, that counts as new.
That's new. Worldwide, the pressing sold out immediately. Luckily, Southbound still has some.
There's one right there. I'm touching it with my hand.
That's right. Yeah. It's a really, really exciting record. You know, when you go, it's like a Italian DJ guy, and he's sort of integrating African rhythms, and it sounds like the most boring rubbish in the world.
Yeah, you just almost put me off at them, but go back to before you said that. I love it.
This is fantastically exciting.
Wow. Love the way that comes in just then. Kalab, spelled K-H-A-L-A-B. Kalab or Kalab?
I'm not too sure.
Neither of us are African, really. I mean,
And of course, he's from Italy, but I don't. I've never seen a photo of him, so I don't know his ethnicity. No idea. But Black Noise 2084, the name of this record, the tune by Tenacia the Wordsmith is just killer. But
who is this Tenacia the Wordsmith?
Look her up. She's fantastic.
What? I will.
She's like I don't know.
She's a disc jockey or an MC? What is she?
She's more of a poet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A wordsmith.
Yep, an MC poet.
But, like a silversmith or a blacksmith, but a wordsmith.
Yes.
And melts down words and turns them into other pretty fancy things. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. That's also, I really, really, really like that. Father and Grandpa by Catalab. Off the album?
Black Noise 2084. And we could have played the one with Shabaka Hutchings, but we didn't. We could have played the one with Moses Boyd, but we didn't.
Because you know what? Keeping it real, y'all. What's up next?
Up next, now, there's a full record from 1997. Whoops. And Sarah, it's probably your least favourite full record.
Just a second, Troy. What's the matter with you? You've got ants in your pants. What's going on?
It's not bad at all.
Levitate by the Fall came out in 1997. Levitate.
Oh, by the Fall. I thought you meant levitate by the Fall, as in do that over there by the Fall. So, but no, you mean as performed by the Fall, as recorded by the Fall. Fall, the band. Oh, Marky Smith's band, he died, didn't he?
He did.
Aww.
But
I met him and Andrew Black are up in heaven going, ah, fuck this.
So that,
sharing cigarettes and kicking each other in the shins. Good on you.
I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Anyway, Levitate came out in 97, and now we have a 3LP version of it. A triple album set.
A thralbum?
Yes. Which is exactly what you do with one of the least successful four records. You expand it three times. But this is great. To me,
Wasp did a similar thing recently.
Okay. To me, The Fall is like, because I was listening to The Fall since being quite a young child. So it's a case of like growing up with The Fall. And the thing about growing up with The Fall, it's like looking out the window of the house you grew up in, and over the years it changes, and it's you can still recognise it, and there's different modern things appear in it, but it's still basically the same view that you've already had. And
not that you've thought that through much. Okay, all the best.
The window frames.
Well, no, not for, I haven't thought that. I'm sorry.
I love it. I'm impressed that you've thought through that deeply.
What's the famous quote? If it's me and you, granny on bongos, it's still The Fall.
Yep, and you know what? That's one of my biggest regrets, is that Mark Smith didn't live long enough for your granny to play bongos with The Fall. There was a point.
Troy, have you ever interviewed Marky Smith?
Luckily, no. I
made the mistake before saying that Marky Smith and Andrew Black would be in heaven. They'll never be heaven.
Oh, I'm not so sure either of them will be.
The other place would be more fun.
I think that'd be both their preference, to be honest.
Around the time in the late 90s when this lineup of The Fall were together and falling apart, I started to get this weird, creepy feeling that being in The Fall was like sort of a lottery, like the draft. And I suspected that one day the letter would come and be like, Troy, oh no.
Like jury service or something.
You have to go, you're in The Fall. Oh, fantastic. That's going to be great. Anyway, this is the album Levitate. There was only one single off it, and it's called Masquerade, which is the one we're going to hear. You'll hear that it's produced by Marky Smith, the first and only thing record that was produced solely by Marky Smith, and you can probably hear why. Probably.
And what is that brand? What brand is it? Your count is over. sounds. Luxuria, greyhounds, outlook importer, about in rears. My space allowance ran out yesterday. The masquerade.
There he is, warbling away over the tunes.
The masquerade.
Do you like this bit?
The masquerade.
I do, I love it actually, that's really cool. Masqueradera.
Do you remember the last time we did the fall on From the Crate? Sarah told us about a very unfortunate incident of a first date happening at a fall show.
Oh, Jesus!
Mention that!
Sort of idiots today, was it you? Jesus! Okay, well, I mean, we've all made some terrible mistakes in the past, haven't we?
I'll tell you how they've managed to expand this LP to be a 3-LP set. When it came out on CD first, there was a bonus CD with like 6 or 7 tunes. But what they've done here is they've taken all of the B-sides and different stuff of the time.
So which one's this we're listening to? This is the original?
This is Masquerade, the original, yeah. The album version. There was a single version and a Pete Waterman version. Pete Waterman.
The Waterman of Pete, yep.
Yeah.
I actually really like this.
I do too.
I don't mind. See, I don't mind his crap. You know, the Fall have released some pretty lo-fi shit in the past, haven't they?
Yeah, but they've never released anything which isn't the Fall, and that's the best thing about it. You know.
What a very interesting back cover. What do you call the rear cover? What do you call it?
The
back of the album. The picture we're looking at is a gentleman standing. Well, I mean, we can't actually be 100% sure it's a gentleman, but it's a human being. You can't be sure of that, can you? With a huge horse, a cart horse almost. So what do you call those horses?
A shire horse.
Yeah, but they're... what are they called? The big...
Clydesdale?
Clydesdale, correct. Thank you, Sarah. That's what I meant there. I mean, that's got to be it's a shire horse, whatever that is, Troy, that you made up. but it's a massive horse there, and that... looks like an ashamed, embarrassed human being with a bag on its head, doesn't it?
It does.
And the horse is looking at you, disgusting human. I mean, there's something to think about there. And no things are bad when a horse is looking down its nose at you.
I've always been worried when thinking about horses. Can you imagine what it would be like for a horse to have a headache?
Such what the fuck, man? I'll deal with that. It's stupid, come out of nowhere comments like that. Thanks on the show.
Okay.
Have I ever wondered what a horse would be like with a headache? Because they've got a bigger head.
There's much more of the head to be sore. I don't know. Sorry.
No, Troy. Luckily, I'm prepared to allow you. I'm prepared to unpack this concept a little bit further. I think it's fat. I've never actually thought about that. Now you might. Lachlan, you'll be able to tell. Thank God you're here. Could you please come around the microphone? We're just discussing if you can put yourself, just imagine, can you open your mind up? Imagine being a horse.
A horse. I'm a horse.
What sort of horse would you be, Lachlan?
I didn't know there were different types of horses.
So Lachlan's doing The Wire, our current affairs grown-up factual show coming up later on. Yes, there are lots of different types of horses.
Oh, a stallion, is that one?
No, well,
it's a male horse, yeah.
There we go.
So there's more than just male and female horses, Lachlan.
A tiny horse.
Oh, my God.
I actually saw a photo of
miniature horse?
A really small horse
tiny
last night.
Tiny pony.
It was very cute.
What websites are you on?
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the kids are now. They're off Facebook. They're on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, have you ever looked just like... Yeah. There's lots of different types of horses, aren't there?
Just had some classic listener feedback. Somebody says, Troy playing the Fall, classic. Another one says, love that Fall track. Another one says, did Darcy Clay do techno? And then another one says, this is really hard to listen to. This is some of the worst music I've ever heard.
Oh, well, you can't be right all the time.
Running the full gamut there.
At least we're not going on about the long, drawn-out text someone said there about me wearing my hair up in a bun on the project last night.
And nor shall we. Please continue, Troy.
All right, shall we get... let's move on. The Fall Levitate 3-LP set or 2-CD set, we got it as Southbound. Now, the hell is...
Freeform. Woo! What do you got for us?
On Erase Tapes. This is on the new... well, a new release from Erase Tapes. This is Masayoshi Fujita. Now, he has two albums newly released on Erase Tapes, this being one of them. This one is entitled...
It's a beautiful album cover, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Appaloosa is a type of horse, by the way. Loved one. Arabian.
Be quite an expert, Mikey.
Clydesdale. No, it's just a thing most people our age know. But anyway...
Okay, so Masayoshi Fujita, he's done a trilogy of records, of which the first one, Stories, was released only in Japan. It had a different sleeve back then. Erase Tapes have put this out simultaneously with his brand new record, which is called Book of Life. But I've brought in Stories, which came out, I think, in 2013 or 14. I never had it because it was a Japanese-only thing, and I'm a big fan.
You don't
fan.
Have to buy every record that comes out. You know that, eh?
I can't stop myself, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Shit, eh, that? Sit there in a house made of records.
Well, that's all right. That's
built,
all right.
Built above a vault full of records.
Bed.
Bound by the storage unit, also like full records. Of records. All right. So this is... I'm not just only three performers on this. So there's old Masayoshi and old... Hoshiko and old Arturo.
Yep.
The vibraphone, the violin, and the cello.
Now, Masayoshi is a vibraphonist and a composer. He moved to Berlin, and soon after moving to Berlin, he got involved with Nils Frahm.
Always happens.
Yeah, always.
Straight to Berlin, might as well get a ticket to Nils' house.
So, and at the time, Nils was creating works with treated piano, so Masayoshi decided, what if we have a treated vibraphone?
A what, sorry?
Treated. It's the...
Is that like activated nuts?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. It's the arty way of saying you put stuff on it and you to change the sound. Like you wrap it in a tin foil or you... yeah. Have you not heard of this before?
Treated.
Treated.
I guess it's a cooler way than saying wrapped in tinfoil.
Yeah. Well, it's not only tinfoil. You can do... Yeah. But so this here is the first of the trilogy, which continued with Epilogues, which was on Erase Tapes and is excellent, and the new one, Book of Life. But this started it. Now, Masayoshi's compositional ideas come from mainly from the natural world as well as the floating world.
actually, I'm not going to make a comment there because I'm not a... I sounds like that floating castle in that movie.
No, you know the floating world. It's like the Japanese form.
Yeah, I know.
You
know. Okay. Yeah, I'm just not. I'm just haven't got my head around it.
Right.
Could you explain that a little bit more? Unpack that a little bit for me, Troy.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Good call.
So, what do you think to this?
It's very pretty.
This one here is inside a river.
I just want to give myself a koi carp and chuck it on in. You know. Is that racist? Is that? You guys look at me like that was racist. You can't even say anything. You never know how many different horses are out. Get out, Lachlan. Yeah, sort yourself out. That's beautiful. This is actually quite beautiful, Troy. I mean, how does this? What sort of length tracks are we looking at on this album?
About 8 to 9 minutes per track.
So, yeah.
Which is enough time.
Stories.
For...
Those aren't songs. Those are stories, aren't they?
Well, actually, they're longer. They're longer than that.
Oh. It's quite beautiful, isn't it? Is it just three instruments playing that?
There is, yeah.
Wow.
And that's that was actually quite a full band at the time for him.
Chocker.
Yep. But the new the new one has shards, the choir on it, and orchestrated with strings and things. But I really dig the imaginative space in this one. If you know what I mean. So it's a re-release,
it's
remastered.
Very beautiful. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful. Tell me a little bit about Erase Tapes before you go.
Erase Tapes is a label, started in London by a German called Robert Raths.
Aha!
And it started basically to release a lot of experimental neoclassical type things. You know, I've said Nils Frahm. You also probably know Olafur Arnalds.
Yes.
Who else is on Erase Tapes? Peter Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
Penguin Cafe.
Oh, we've welcomed them many times into From the Cradle.
We did indeed.
Come on in. Penguin Cafe.
Yeah. And so it's Erase Tapes is as much about aesthetic as anything else. That's why there's this peculiar cover.
I love that cover.
Which fits their sort of minimalist modern.
I find that a little bit more easy to digest than the back cover of the Fall album with the guy with the bag on his head standing by the big horse.
and Blood Red.
Yeah. And what about?
I love that cover. That's great.
The car lab.
That looks like an interesting shop. Yeah. I was like, you walk past, oh, what have they got in there? What's that? Oh, that's closed. But
I wonder if they have a calabash quarter in there.
Did that thing once when I was in Amsterdam. Went past the comic shop, they had this really cool thing in it, and my friend and I were like, oh, how much is that? And the guy goes, blah, 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 told us how many, what's the currency in
euros?
Yeah. Well, it might have been euros, but then I said, I did that whole thing of like, I wasn't really that interested, but I felt rude because I'd already asked. And I said, oh, what time do you guys close? He goes, now, and just shut the door. Like, oh.
Okay. He had your number.
Yeah, he certainly did. It made me feel like a dick. Troy, all these records we've been listening to this morning from the crate are available from South Bay Records right now, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They're all on the shelf. 132 Simon Street is where you find us.
That's just, you know, that's very handy to buses and shops in the central city.
It is. Mm. In fact, you could even walk there.
Once again, thank you, South Bay Records, for the Love Jane's Addiction combo you gave me too. Sexy. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
BFM News Headlines.
Ewai Akene, coming up on your news at 10 o'clock. Education experts from Victoria University say changes to the NCAA qualification standard risk undermining the quality of education in secondary schools. More than 500 migrant sons and fathers detained in Texas are planning to launch a hunger strike in protest of unfair conditions. Zimbabwe's elections have taken a deadly turn as the army opens fire on protesters, and Child Poverty Action Group is calling for an independent review of all benefit debts. These stories in full at 10 o'clock.
Lachlan's up next. What do you got for us on the wire? Come on, thank you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, as ever, Andrew Little. Synthetic cannabis. You know, a good topic. 45 deaths this year.
This year?
Yeah.
It just freaks me. Like, is anyone at 309 3879 or texting 5395? Are you on this? The synthetic cannabis?
If you are, get off it. That stuff is. Whew.
But I mean, they say they're about heroin, and people just keep tapping into that, won't they?
Well, yeah, I just want some real weed. Ha ha ha.
I just want to know what's the deal about it. Is it that good?
Well,
is it that good that people are prepared to risk their lives to take it?
It's cheaper, and it's easier to get.
It's like huffing butane, isn't it? Yeah,
people
do that with lighter fluid and stuff. People die from that all the time, and I will give it a go. Hopefully, I won't be the one who dies from it. So desperate to get wasted. It's like, is it that good? It must 45 deaths. So you sort of unpack that to how many people, how many users there are with 45 people dying. I mean, that's, what a shit way to die.
I know. It's horrible.
Ah, yuck.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. We also have...
Has he got some big thoughts on it, though? Has he come to town with some big thoughts? Andrew Little, your mate, Little?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know.
I needed
to a cross portfolio look at it. And basically that because when they made it illegal, they drove it underground.
Peter Dunn, come through, please. Yep.
Yeah. Old Dunny. And that sort of ruined it wasn't great before that, but you weren't having the number of deaths you're having now. Mm. And I don't think they'll change the act. But National wants them to adopt their private members bill, which would expand the maximum sentence for dealing synthetic cannabis to 8 years.
Is that the same bill as the, does it come under their new sort of a cannabis law reform package?
No.
National, or is that a different one again?
Different one. But that's just stupid because currently it's 2 years.
Stupid, you say?
Well, no one's really been convicted under the act yet.
Right.
So making it 8 years from 2 years isn't going to do anything. We're also talking about charter schools. Shaking their head a bit.
I just everyone needs to shut up. I mean, I know that some charter schools do really well for some kids, but then you have that ridiculous thing that happened yesterday. We've got when that teacher was trying to sneak in a bit of creationism in there. Yeah. You stupid dick teacher.
My Form 3 science teacher did that. She taught the curriculum because she had to, but she prefaced every lesson with, "Now, I don't believe this."
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, what school was that?
I feel bad now. It was Glendowie College, but...
And what was her name? Your teacher said that.
I'm not doing that.
So, we're trying to get to the bottom of that one.
Thank you, Lachlan.
Yeah, well, someone's got to do it. Ben tells me that the stain history is on the Gulf War, first Gulf War. So yeah, I mean, we're all going to learn today.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's not about the game golf, eh?
Well, yeah, apparently so.
You can learn about horses?
No, they freak me out, actually. Mm.
There's a thing, eh?
They're quite large.
Fuck. Lachlan's come all a quiver.
And finally, we've got Neutral Corner on Manafort, the man with the $15,000 ostrich leather jacket. Which apparently, apparently that's quite a reasonable price for ostrich leather. So yeah, what are you googling away there? Pictures of horses or something?
Real simple. Here it goes. Sounds like this. Are we ready?
That's the sound of horse. Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Brule. Today we talk about, can you guess? Horse. What if you don't have a car or a skateboard? What are you gonna do? You're shit out of luck, Charlie. Get a horse. Nah, Charlie horse, name of horse. Horse to eat, horse to ride. Let's stop horsing around and check it out.
Check it out.
Oscar Award nominated John C. Reilly.
I love it so bad. Woo! You can even find that on the internet slowed down so it goes. Anyway, so yeah. We'll get back to horses later on. That's all coming up on The Wire, isn't
That's
it?
That's all at 12 with me, your host, Lachlan.
Well, I can't wait to listen into that. That's a Midday on 95 BFM.
That is.
And that's going to cost me how much money?
It's free, Mikey.
Hot damn!
Unless you choose to get a Simplicity B card.
But then you get so much back, it
exactly.
may as well be free.
At cheap at half the twice the price.
Yokozuna playing it the other's way. I'm wrong, okay? I admit to it. It was my mistake. I'm wrong. They're not playing there, but they're playing on BFM now. Good t-shirt, Pearl. Love it.
Doesn't that salt on your skin feel so good? The enriching, invigorating freshness? We all come from the sea, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's race out to the pontoon. I'm going to be young forever.
Where are you going? Ray, don't go outside in your Speedo.
The fish are my sisters.
7 a.m. swim. He kohoi a te whetu karaka I te ata with Spurba Dan. It's got life advice, culture and politics, philosophical musings. It's got features out the wazoo. The 7 a.m. swim, every Saturday morning, only on 95BFM. Bye.
A once-in-a-lifetime performance. The Phoenix Foundation and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra live at the Auckland Town Hall this Friday.
Floating in the harbour, watch the night.
One of New Zealand's most iconic bands are celebrating their 20th year in style with the Bloomin' Orchestra. Fan favourites, deep cuts and their acclaimed soundtrack work. Do not miss out. The NZSO and the Phoenix Foundation celebrate this Friday at the Auckland Town Hall. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Darren, what's all this nonsense? It's camping. I told you to only pack the essentials.
It is the essentials. Undies, baked beans, a modem, a router, sunscreen and 800 metres of Ethernet cabling.
The internet is modern essential. Don't settle for second best with yours. Get Orcon. Orcon's unlimited fibre plan start at just $84.95 a month. Or go crazy fast with the gigantic plan for just $99.95 a month. Visit Orcon at orcon.net.nz. Terms and conditions apply.
Russell Crowe, poisoned on a romantic fishing holiday. He softly serenades me as everything fades to black.
Aww. Kyle MacLachlan, we're skydiving. He sabotages my parachute. We embrace, falling through the sky, and then he lets go.
Hey guys, what are you talking about?
Loveliest way to die. Ah! Stabbed in the face by Meryl Streep.
Cool, cool, cool.
Mad about movies? Tune in to the Madman Classic DVD review with Cy and Benjamin every Saturday morning on Good Times Radio, only on 95BFM.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Top 10.
Well, amazing, amazing turn of events last night at the Top 10 BFM Top 10 voting Top 10 vote, wasn't
it? Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Run us through it.
So number 10 last night was Harvey and Claire were stuck in my head. You probably heard them a bit on Drive last week. I know those boys are a big fan.
Saturate the show with it.
Number 9, do you want to tell me what number 9
is? Leonie Pernet or Pernet?
Leonie
Pernay, African Melancholia.
Number 8, Polyester with Satellite.
Number 7, Little Bars, Recipe and Melodins with a major.
Number 6 is a new one on there, Ross from Friends, The Knife.
Number 5, we've been talking about her all morning and we can't stop talking about it. She's got a big show coming up, big tour coming up in October.
Oh, at the Hollywood Avondale, that would be nice.
Princess Chelsea, I Love My Boyfriend, which is a really great song.
It is. It's such a good song. Oh, whoopsies. Number 4, Nuggies with Nuggies. Planet B.
Tell me a little bit about Nuggies.
I don't actually know much about them. I think they're from Auckland. I thought you'd know about them.
No, just
they seem like your type. Not in a bad way. Just that they do.
Name 3 songs.
Are you not friends with them?
I've never heard of those. I feed my son like
chicken nuggets or the vegetable ones.
Not the old Tegel one. No, proper organic bloody blah blah, blah nice ones. Yeah, but then he goes nuggies.
Maybe it'll be his favourite band. Number 3, new from Blood Orange is Charcoal Baby.
Number 2, PHF True TRU. It's about the number one song we played earlier on. People couldn't get enough of it. In fact, BFM listener Phil.
People are very excited about the song.
Let me tell you what BFM listener Phil said about the whole thing.
What did he say?
Listen to this.
Get out of here.
Here we go. Are you ready? Get out of your adult swim hole. Get out of it.
Jesus Christ.
Put your clothes back on. Yuck. Where is it?
Come on, I want to know what Phil thought. Really bad.
I was there's just so many texts coming this morning.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
Phil says, that's a great song.
It is a great
song.
He was
right too, wasn't he?
It is a great song. But I think we're going to play the number three. This is Blood Orange, Charcoal Baby.
Oh, I like the production on this.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very smooth.
So I guess that all happened last night. Pearl, you now move into the week. What do you do today? How do you prepare yourself for next week's vote?
Well, I've got to count on the listeners, and so I need the listeners to go to 95bfm.com/top10, put a vote there, or text 5395, put the word vote at the start so that I can find it, please. And tell me who you want to see at number one.
For God's sake, don't let Pearl down this morning, listeners. Don't let her down next week.
Thank you.
Let's get a representative top 10 as your thoughts, your loves, your interests here on the BFM, on the top 10 on the BFM, the BFM in the top 10. Thank you, Pearl.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week.
I will.
It's 6 to 10. Coming up after this, the final call and some prizes for last minute desperate prize giveaways. Of prizes to give away for lucky listeners who've been sitting through the whole show desperately wanting to win prizes. To win yourself a copy of Midnight Oil 1984, which is the documentary. It's a DVD, is it? Did you say it was a film? Sorry, Sarah. Let me find out for you, listeners. good listeners. No, I'm sorry. It's a limited release season at the Rialto Cinema. In fact, it's on there. It's from Rialto Cinemas, but just let's clarify this and sound even stupider than it already sounds. It's at the one of the four event cinemas on August the 10th to go and see this very well respected and talked about and chatted about and heralded and applauded and trumpeted. What am I trying to say here? Let's just start that again. It's a really good documentary about Midnight Oil that everyone's talking about. Anyway, it's called Midnight Oil 1984. It is on August the 10th at the Event Cinemas. I'd like to give you a double pass to it right now. All you have to do is text into 5395 if you've got a Simplicity B card, the type of weather, the particular weather incident that was predominant in today's breakfast broadcast that we talked about a lot. It's very easy. It's a three-letter word beginning with F. Okay? ends with G. It's got a vowel in the middle. Okay, so you just need to text that in 5395 if you've got a Simplicity B card to win that double pass. First and to do that wins it. Also got another prize to give away to a $30 Mezzi Bar voucher. Now, all you need to do is correct this phrase, the New Zealand International Festival. The New Zealand International Festival. Text the answer to that into 5395, and if you put your name, your Simplicity B card, and get it correct, then you'll get yourself a $30 Mezzi Bar voucher to spend, perhaps while you're enjoying the New Zealand International Festival. All right, and now time for the final call of the afternoon, the morning, the good morning to you before morning glory. The final call is from a great song by, have you got it up there? No, I've got to get it.
You haven't told me what it is.
I know, keep it quiet. I'm interested in letting them play with my cards. You know what I'm saying? Nicole, is the, I don't know if it's Nicole, I think it's Nicole. Nicole, congratulations, you are today's final call winner. And by being the winner means you go onto the BFM Spotify playlist and the BFM Breakfast website, and you go in the draw for the UWE Boom wireless Bluetooth speaker courtesy of Orcon, which we announce at the end of every week. Every day's winner goes in the draw. We give away one a week because that's Orcon being lovely to us, all right? Now, with all that out the way, good morning to you all, and I hope you've had a wonderful day playing in the fog. Say no more, say no more. And here's today's final call. Say no more, say no more. Thank you, Sarah, for producing. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. I apologise if anything went stupid, and we'll clean it all up for tomorrow's show. All the best to you. Good day. Indigo Meadow by Black Angels is today's final call. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow. Kenny is up next with Morning Glory. Defeated.